hearts as our Lord and Savior. We made him our Lord. And I thank you for that. I give you glory for it. And now, Father, as I minister your word, I pray that every person under the sound of my voice will have ears to hear and an open heart to receive your word. I pray, Father, that these words don't just go over their heads or go in one ear and out the other, but that it will get on the inside of each and every individual, change their lives for your glory. Thank you, Father, for your anointing upon me to minister your word, and I don't take that lightly. And I understand all too well that without you, Lord, I can do nothing. Therefore, I have nothing to brag about, but I have everything to praise you for. So I thank you in Jesus' name. And everyone said,
amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. For the past two Sundays, I have been ministering on living in the favor of God, or living in God's favor. Now, we understand that God loves us all. Amen?
Amen.
I said amen.
Amen.
I don't know if you're sitting close to anyone or not, but if you sit close enough, you may not know that person, but just go ahead and tell that person that Jesus loves them. Go ahead and tell them that right now. Amen. And if you can, tell another person. If it's somebody close enough, tell them that Jesus loves you. Hallelujah. Amen. Yes, he does. And we must never, ever lose sight of the fact that we are loved by God. And I like to remind people, I do it often, I like to remind people that you are here for a reason. God knew about you before you was ever conceived in your mother's womb. God knew about you. You was already in his plan. Matter of fact, he knew about all of us even before the foundation of the world. He knew about us. And I want everybody to know and understand something. God has a plan for your life. God has a plan for my life. Amen. Not only does God have a plan for each of our lives, but there is a season that we are to appear. Hallelujah. And I know sometimes folks will look around and they'll think, man, the world's messed up. This is not going well. That's not going well. You know, I wish I had lived in another century. I wish I, some folks say, I wish I'd never even been born. Let me tell you something. You're here for a reason. I want to leave this with you too. And we're going to move on, but I want to leave this with you. I want you to understand something. God did not bring you into this earth without a way to provide for you in every way. Remember what it says in Hosea chapter 4, verse 6, I believe it is. God said, my people. He said his people. He says, my people are destroyed because of lack of knowledge. People are destroyed because they don't know who they are. They don't know who they belong to. They don't know who their God is. And they don't know what he has provided for them. That's the reason he left us. His last will and testament. And he didn't leave it in the hands of anybody but Jesus Christ. When we pass on from this earth, many of us will have wills, we let it be known in our wills where we want our property, our belongings to go, who it is to go to, and how much is to go to whoever. And then we leave it in the hands of man to carry out our last will and testament. Am I right? And hopefully man will do it right. Many times there's fusses and fights over the will. He loved you best. He loved you better than me. He left you more than he left me. Or she left you more. Well, I'll tell you something. This is our testament, both old and new. And Jesus didn't just leave it in the hand of man. He died. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
But then he rose again to make sure it was carried out.
Amen.
He's alive.
Yes.
You hear me? I said he is alive.
Yes.
And that's the reason Jesus said, whatsoever you ask the Father in my name, I'll do it. Because I'm not dead. I'm no longer dead. I'm alive. And I'm seated at the right hand of the Father. I am your high priest. Oh, glory to God. So get your head up. And let's walk on with the Lord. I'm going to my message. I am. But y'all just have to understand how God uses me. I'm not all over the place. There's a reason. You know. When I stand before any group of people, I want to minister to them the word of God, give them the word of God, and nothing but the word of God.
Amen.
But sometimes, you know, the Spirit of God will let you in on some things, and not that you're looking for that. I just want to minister God's word and be a blessing to you. Amen. But I'll tell you something. Listen to me. Listen to me. Listen to me. And then we're going on. One of the ways that the devil will rob a person. Remember, I've already made the statement that all of us are here for a reason. Amen. But the devil will rob you of what God has for you and cheat you out of what God wants you to do. In other words, caused you to miss out on what God wants you to do. That, listen to me now, this is where I'm going. That's the reason. This doesn't apply to everybody, but it does apply to some. It applies to some just listening online, but it applies to some of you looking at me right now. You know which ones you are. But when the going get tough and it seems like there is no way out, or it seems like nothing works out for me, a little voice comes into your head . I'm not saying it's audible, I'm not saying that at all. And this is what it says. Well, since things are so bad, why don't you just kill yourself? You don't have to raise your hands or anything. I know I'm talking to somebody. I'm talking to some bodies, plural. Because life has become so frustrating. Things haven't worked out. Or maybe you're dealing with some folks and it's just absolutely a mess and it's frustrating. And the enemy will tell you, just kill yourself. Well, I'm telling you, don't do it. You ever thought, why does it have to go to that extent? Because he knows if you're out of here, you can do no more damage. And you will never, ever carry out God's will for your life in this earth. Once you're gone, you're gone. Amen. So when that voice comes to you again, you rebuke it in the name of Jesus. Amen. You speak, as it's saying earlier, you speak in the atmosphere and say, get away from me, devil. I rebuke you in the name of Jesus. God gave me my life, and I will not squander it away. By the way, let me add this to it. If it's a sin to murder anyone else, it's a sin to murder your own self. Because Jesus said what? Love God with all your heart, with all your mind, with all your soul, with everything that's in you. You love him. And then it says you love your neighbor. Somebody say, hello, neighbor. You love your neighbor, and he didn't stop right there, did he? What else did he say? You love your neighbor as yourself. So it's okay to love you. You just don't want to get puffed up in pride, like you're better than somebody else. No, you're not. Not a one of you in here better than anybody else, and that includes me. But I'm going to tell you, like the Spirit of God spoke to me one time. You know, you get in those sessions when you, and this has been years and years ago, but you have your pity parties and you know, woe is me, oh Lord. Woe is me. Woe is me, oh Lord. I'm so glad God is compassionate. But he just spoke to me on the inside. He says, son, you're as good as anybody else on this earth. You're as good as anybody else on this earth. But he didn't stop right there, though. Just so I stay balanced, He says, but you are no better. I'm as good as, but I am no better. You are as good as, but no better. Because God is not a respecter of persons. He loves us all equally. Amen. Amen. Well, praise God. Now let's get to the message. Now I'm not gonna keep you long, but I want to minister that to you. You have to understand the ministry is more than just preaching at. It's called ministering, serving. When you leave this church, I want you fed. Now, if you don't want to hear it, that's between you and God. But I want the food on the plate, and I want it set before you, and now you choose whether you eat it or not. Amen. Living in the favor of God, or living in God's favor. In other words, being in a place where you stand out, where God can use you. Remember, we won't go there, but we talked about Mary. How the angel told her, Mary, Jesus' mother Mary, how the angel told her that she had found favor in the eyes of God. And God chose Mary to be the mother of his son Jesus. Amen. And the reference there is found in Luke chapter 1, verse 30. I'm not going to turn there. And also, we covered Noah. The Bible said Noah found favor in the eyes of God, or grace in the eyes of God. And God chose Noah to build an ark to save his family. And many of the animals, or at least two of each animal, male and female, so that the earth could be repopulated after the flood. But God chose this man because there's something about this man that stood out to him. One of the things we see is he knew that Moses would do what he told him to do. You ever wondered sometime, maybe you're a minister, or maybe you don't have to be a minister, but you ever wonder why God won't use me this way, or why God won't do this, do that. And I got two reasons I want to give you. Number one, that may not be your call or your gifting. And if it is, the second reason is you may not do what he tells you. The Bible tells us that we are laborers together with God, didn't it? Yeah, we are laborers together with God. Amen. I want to find favor in the eyes of God. I want God to look down on me and says, there's James, there's my son James. I can depend on him. I can depend on him. And now I'm not perfect. There's some things over the years that God spoke to me about, and I've had to say, oh Lord, is that you? But God is looking for a servant that's obedient. And that person can be a standout. Now, when I say standout, I'm not necessarily talking about in the eyes of man. I'm talking about in God's eyes. Amen. I'm talking about in the eyes of God. If we're seeking to please men, then we're in trouble, aren't we? Aren't we? Amen. Glory to God. Matter of fact, turn to Proverbs chapter 3. We were there before. I want to turn there again. Book of Proverbs chapter 3. And while you're turning to Proverbs chapter 3, I want to mention one other person, Isaiah. Isaiah said, "Lord, if you need someone, send me." He made himself available, didn't he? Didn't he? Yeah, he made himself available to be used by God. Now in Proverbs chapter 3, I told you chapter 3, right? All right, in Proverbs chapter 3, verse 1, it says, "My son, do not forget my law, but let your heart keep my commandments. For length of days and long life and peace they will add to you. Let not mercy and truth forsake you. Bind them around your neck. Write them on the tablet of your heart. And so find what? Favor and high esteem in the sight of what? God and man." Hallelujah. Man will bless your life. Do you know, let me say this, I want you to grab a hold of this. When you make a decision that you're going to obey God and you're going to follow God, God will cause people to bless your life. Amen. They don't even have to like you. Did you hear me?
Amen.
I said they don't even have to like you. I've been hired on a job. This is before I went into the ministry full time years ago. But I had a lady that interviewed me for a job. And she said, "You know what? I don't really know why I'm hiring you. But I am. I'm going to hire you," and she did. We've had people tell us, my wife has, when we needed some help in certain areas, needed a place to live a number of years back. We were between houses, and my wife was talking to the owners, and they say, "You know what? We're gonna rent this house to you, but we don't even know why, because you don't sound any different than anybody else that wants to live in our house. But we're gonna do it." There was silence in heaven for the space of a half hour, and there's silence in this church right now. But I know you're listening.
Amen.
When we put God first, He'll open the doors for us. Matter of fact, the Word of God tells us that He'll open doors that no man can close. You hear me? Let me say that again. He'll open doors for us that no man can close. And He'll close doors that no man can open. That's the reason every day of our life we've got to trust Him. That's the reason every day of our lives we need the Word of God, His Word coming out of our mouth. Hallelujah. Glory to his name. So let me move on. I'm trying to speed this up a little bit. How to live in God's favor. And some of these I've already covered. I'm just going over them briefly. Number one, give your heart totally to God. You probably, if you've been here past few weeks, you'll probably already have that in your notes if you're taking notes. But give your heart totally to God. Number two, put your trust in God and not in man. Put your trust in God and not in man. Amen. Number three, forsake your will for his will.
Amen. Amen.
Let me say that again. Forsake your will for his will.
Amen.
Amen.
Turn in your Bibles to John. Gospel of John, the sixth chapter. Gospel of John, sixth chapter. Listen to what Jesus said. You know, Jesus had to live the same way he's telling us to live. John the 6th chapter, verse 38, this is what Jesus said. For I have come down from heaven, not to do my own will. Jesus had a flesh, blood, and bone body, just like you and I have. But he said, I came down not to do my will. Not to do my own will, but the will of him who sent me. And then he went on to say, verse 39, this is the will of the Father who sent me, that of all he has given me, I should lose nothing, but should raise it up at the last day. And listen to this. And this is the will of him who sent me, that everyone who sees the Son and believes in him may have everlasting life, and I will raise him up at the last day. Jesus says, I didn't come to do my will or to do things my way, but I came to do my Father's will. He said, whatever I hear my Father say, that's what I say. Whatever I see my Father do, that's what I do. And remember, in the Garden of Gethsemane, things got so, the heat was turned up so high on Jesus as he prayed, and he said, Father, if there's any other way, let this cup pass from me. You listening to me? He said, Father, if there's any other way, believe me, you hadn't had to deal with what Jesus was dealing with, sweating great drops of blood, knowing he was getting ready to die and go to hell for you and me. Some people say Jesus didn't go to hell. Yes, he did. If he hadn't, our salvation wouldn't be complete. But he didn't stay there. He said, Lord, in other words, if there's another way, let's do this another way. But then he quickly said, nevertheless, Father, not my will, but let your will be done. Aren't you glad he prayed that prayer?
Yes.
Bible tells us that hanging on that cross, legions of angels were just waiting for the word. Just wait, listen to me, waiting for the word to come get him. Because he was suffering so. But as the song they sing in the church when I was growing up as a child, he never said a mumbling word. They used to sing that during communion. He never said a mumbling word. He took it all. He suffered it all. Because he was committed to God's will for his life. Hallelujah. But you know what? We too need to have the same attitude. Lord, I not my will, but your will be done, Lord. Let your will be done in my life. Amen. Hallelujah. Can you go on with me another few minutes?
Amen.
Listen at this one. Renounce sin. A decision. You're going to live right. I want my lifestyle pleasing to God. I want it pleasing to him. Turn to 1 Peter, the 3rd chapter. We have a guest speaker with us next week. I'm not going to finish this today. But we're going to revisit this again because it's so important. Do you have 1 Peter, 3rd chapter? Some in the body of Christ have sort of drifted away from living right. And some of the reason is because they don't want the tithe money and the offering walking out the door. Because folks become offended. But I want to tell you something. If I'm preaching the word of God and I'm preaching it in love, you hear me?
Yeah.
Preaching it in love, not being mean and, you know. And if you still feel uncomfortable, in other words, if that word is stepping on your toes, please don't get mad at the messenger. Just submit to God.
Amen.
But you know what? I love God so much. I'm willing to take some flack for him. Sometimes we get blamed for what he's doing. Amen.
Amen.
But we've got to preach the word of God.
Amen.
With the right spirit.
Amen.
Let me say that again, with the right spirit.
Amen.
People need to know the truth. Now, in 1 Peter, 3rd chapter, I told you the 10th verse, right? Matter of fact, let's go back up to verse 8. verse 8. Finally, I'm reading from the New King James Bible. Finally, all of you be of one mind, having compassion for one another. Love as brothers, be tenderhearted, be courteous. And this is verse 9, 1 Peter 3, verse 9. Not returning evil for evil, or reviling for reviling, but on the contrary, blessing. Knowing that you were called to this, that you may inherit a blessing. Now, you know what? If I stop right there, hallelujah. If I stop right there, I mean that would be enough just to know that I'm called of God to inherit a blessing. Hallelujah. I'm called of God to inherit a blessing. All right, 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 10. Go back to verse 9. They have it on the screen now. Go back. All right. It says, not returning evil for evil, nor reviling for reviling, but on the contrary, blessing, blessing, knowing that you were called to this, that you may inherit a blessing. I'm called to be blessed. Won't you say that?
Amen.
Yes, yes, amen. Now, verse 10, listen to this. He, grab a hold of every word here. He who would love life and see good days. Let me see your hand. How many of you want to love life and just see good days? Let's testify by raising your hand. Amen. This should be unanimous, because I don't know if anybody want to. Oh man, I just want to have some terrible days, some days full of pain, broke. No, 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 no. He said, for he would love life and see, for he who would love life and see good days, let him do what?
Refrain his tongue from being evil and his lips from speaking deceit.
Let him refrain his tongue from evil and his lips from speaking deceit. Your mouth is getting you into a whole heap of trouble.
Amen.
That little member called the tongue can be your friend or it can be your enemy. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Can I tell you something? I'm not going to ask for a show of hands, but I will say this, I am not one of them. But if you're on... Uh-oh. I didn't lose you, did I? If you're on Facebook, constantly typing in negative things, negative things, negative things, you're cursing your own pond. God's called us to be a blessing.
Amen.
And God's called us to inherit a blessing.
Amen.
Let me read on. Y'all, I'm going to quit here just in a little bit. Verse 11, let him turn away from evil and do good. Let him seek peace and pursue it. This is so we could love life and have good days. Why? For the eyes of the Lord are on the righteous, and his ears are what? Say that again. And his ears are open to their prayers. This is in the New Testament, folks. But the face of the Lord is against those who do evil. Hallelujah. I want to read this. Guys, upstairs, as quick as you can, before I wind this up. I want to read this in the New Living Translation, verse 10, beginning at verse 10. For the scripture says, if you want to enjoy life and see many happy days, keep your tongue from speaking evil and your lips from, telling lies. Verse 11. Turn away from evil and do what?
Good.
Search for peace and work to what?
Maintain it.
Verse 12. The eyes of the Lord, which watch over those who do right, and his ears, let me start over. The eyes of the Lord watch over those who do right, and his ears are open to their prayers. You got to understand, God hears me when I pray. God want to hear you when you pray. But the Lord turns his face against those who do evil. Can I say it this way? God is not going to bless our mess. Let me say that again. God is not going to bless our mess. Why? Because it would be against his very nature. That's not who God is. He forgives us for our mess when we acknowledge, Lord, I messed up. Thank God he does. He is a forgiving God. He is a forgiving God. God's not wanting to punish us. God's not trying to kill us. He wants to bless us because we're called to be blessed. But we got to do it his way. Instead of cursing folks out, start praying for them. Instead of gossiping about them, start praying for them. Because I'm called to be a blessing. So when I pray for you, I'm blessing you. When you pray for me, you are blessing me. I may not understand everything about you, but I can pray for you because my Lord has ordered me to do that.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Only one individual has the authority, anyone, to hell, and that's God. And that's for those who reject Jesus. We're called to bless. Are you still here? We're gonna continue with this. Amen. Remember, I've said a lot, folks. I've said a lot. You might want to go back online and watch it again. I began to minister here. If those things apply to you, go back and listen again. Let God minister to your heart. Amen. Father, we thank you for your word that will never return to you void. But as we walk in your word, live your word, it will work in our lives. You've called us. We love ourselves. And any changing that need to take place, if we will submit ourselves, if we will cast those cares over on you, you will deliver us in every way. We thank you for it. Hallelujah. If you're watching us online, if you have not received Jesus Christ into your heart as your Lord and as your Savior, I want to extend this invitation to you right now to give your life to Him. To give your life to Him. He loves you so much. Doesn't matter how bad you've been. A forgiving God. He is a loving God, and He will forgive you, wash you clean. If you haven't received Jesus Christ into your heart as your Lord and Savior, I invite you to do that right now. Wherever you may be, I don't know where you're watching this from, but wherever you are, Jesus is there.